Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2595. How to Live Well on One Income, plus 6 Tips to Make It Work by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Live Well on One Income, plus 6 Tips to Make It Work by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. I quit my job in September 2018 to stay home with our young son. My job was stressful and my schedule was never consistent. We've had ups and downs with living on one income, but we make it work. Have you ever wondered how to live well on one income? Let's note that everyone's situation is different. Your family could have way more or way less income than mine does. If your family is in a high cost of living area, that affects your lives monetarily too. Number one, going from 2 incomes to 1 income is a huge financial transition. Talk it out. The decision to go from 2 incomes down to 1 income is huge. How to live well on one income is only one broad question in the greater scheme of things, which means your lifestyle. Don't think that one day you'll just wake up and decide you're quitting your job. It's much, much more than that. Losing your job involuntarily is one thing. Quitting is another. Talk with your partner if this financial transition is in your future. Talking it over and making a plan is crucial to live on one income. Number two, make a budget. Come together with your partner and make a new one-income budget. Living on one income can mean a drastic reduction in cash flow. Having this conversation early can prevent budget failures. My husband and I use a zero-based budget. This means that we allocate every single penny we earn, mortgage, groceries, savings, you name it. Every cent has its place. Income minus expenses equals zero. In no way do we spend all the money that comes in. Money into savings is considered an expense. This just ensures that we know exactly where all of our cash goes. Number three, be real with your budget and reduce expenses. With 2 incomes, chances are that you had a little extra cash to spend on unnecessary things. We're talking new electronics, new furniture, manicures, and trips to the salon, the latest fashion, and more. Honestly, you can't do that anymore. Unless your partner has a significant salary, by all means, continue to make unnecessary purchases. But chances are you're hearing this because you need advice on how to make this work. Here are a few ways you can reduce expenses. Cut your own hair and your partner's hair. Shop secondhand. Cook more of your own meals. Have people over instead of going out. And cut cable. Number four, minimize. My husband and I have become minimalist over the past few years. We've discarded hundreds, if not thousands, of items. We've sold those items on Facebook Marketplace, eBay, and at garage sales. We made several thousand dollars doing this, over a few years, mind you. We're so much happier with less. Now that we have less stuff crammed into our house, we're actually buying less. Gone is the need to always buy something new. Yes, we still shop, but we always try secondhand first. I believe that if you declutter and minimize your possessions, you'll also be able to minimize your expenses. You'll see that you don't need to buy a new TV or coffee table, or that your kids already have a playroom full of toys. Number five, set short-term and long-term goals. If you only want to stay at home or quit your job because you just don't want to work anymore, you might be hard-pressed to set long-term goals. If you're staying home or leaving your job to better your life and your family's lives, then you'll be able to set goals and reach them. For us, the goal of staying home was to 1, leave my stressful job, and two, be able to provide a life for our son I didn't think he would get if we both worked. Goal number three would be to either go back to work once he starts school or start homeschooling. We're still undecided. Identify why you want to leave a job and stay without a job and what you'll do next. Type it up or write it out and then go over it with your partner. Take notes of concerns you each have and adjust your plan as you go. And number six, stick with it. We worked so hard to move to a single income. When I finally quit my job, I had this sigh of relief the first Monday I didn't have to go back to work. But then I got overwhelmed. I thought that because my husband worked all day and provided the only income our family had, that I too had to contribute financially. Didn't I leave my job in order to not be stressed out? I started to take on too much with this blog. I thought I had time to post twice a week. Ha! I wanted to sell a lot of our clutter on Poshmark, eBay, and Facebook Marketplace, which takes time. And I also tried to do everything around the house all in one day, every day. When I talked to my husband about it, he reminded me of our big why. It's all for our son and for me to be happy. Now I've taken up sewing again. I'm reading more. Workouts actually exist. I've lost weight and I'm more motivated to work on my blog. I was pressuring myself to be a good mom and a good housewife, and I didn't need to. I was comparing myself to what society says is good. I am a good mother and a good wife. It might get hard and you might lose sight of why you went to one income. But remember why you're doing this. You can absolutely live well on one income. You got this. You just listened to the post titled, How to Live Well on One Income, Plus 6 Tips to Make It Work, by Amanda Brownlow of HelloBrownlow.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you're considering making the transition from living off of two incomes to living off of one income, it would be wise to take it for a test drive. Before you quit your job, take a good 6 months, maybe even a year, and see if you can live off of one income and save the other income. You'll not only benefit from the increased confidence when you actually quit, but now you have an additional 6 to 12 months of savings should you hit any bumps in the road. When I quit my job, my Midwestern gentleman and I weren't living together yet. I was confident that I could cover my expenses easily, even though I took about a $100,000 loss in income. However, when he moved into my house with his son, the dynamic shifted. Expenses as a family became more complicated. On top of that, I felt insecure that I wasn't contributing enough to cover half of our joint expenses. It felt uncomfortable to me that my partner was doing the heavy lifting. But as time went on and we continued to look at our finances as a family, I was able to relax. Over the last 2 years, we've proven to ourselves that we'd actually be just fine even if I contributed nothing to the household finances. I think with good planning, mindful spending, and full transparency with your partner, living on one income is completely possible. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and rest of your weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.